Hello and welcome to Blue Zone Solar, the podcast where we answer all your burning questions about harnessing the power of solar energy for your home or business. I'm your host, Chris Chambers, and today we're diving into the topic of whether solar will work on your property. So if you've been considering making the switch to clean, renewable energy, you're in the right place. Mix of enthusiastic. We'll discuss the factors that determine the viability of solar on your property, and by the end of this episode, you'll have a clearer understanding of whether solar is the right choice for you. So sit back, relax, and let's shed some light on the solar potential of your property. Music fades out. So, you're thinking about going solar, but you're not quite sure if it will work on your property. Well, one key factor to consider is the direction and angle of your roof. First, let's talk about the direction your roof faces. In general, south-facing roofs receive the most sunlight throughout the day, making them ideal for solar panels. East and west-facing roofs can also work, but they might not capture as much sunlight as a south-facing roof. Next, let's discuss the angle of your roof. The optimal angle for solar panel installation is generally between 30 to 40 degrees. But roofs with angles outside of this range can still work with slight adjustments. To assess the direction and angle of your roof, you can use tools like a compass and an inclinometer, or simply consult with a professional solar installer who can accurately evaluate your roof's potential for solar energy production. By understanding the direction and angle of your roof, you can better determine if solar will work on your property and maximize its efficiency in capturing sunlight for electricity production. When considering solar options for your property, one of the key decisions you'll need to make is whether to go for ground mount or roof mount installation. Both options have their advantages, and it ultimately comes down to what works best for your specific property and needs. Ground mount solar systems are ideal for properties with a lot of available land. They typically require more space, but offer greater flexibility in terms of positioning and can often be more efficient due to better sun exposure. Plus, ground mount systems are generally easier to access for maintenance and cleaning. On the other hand, roof mount installations are great for properties with limited space. By utilizing your existing roof, you can maximize the use of available space and often benefit from the tilt of the roof for optimal sun exposure. Additionally, roof mount systems can potentially save you money on land costs and may have a lower impact on the surrounding environment. Ultimately, the decision between ground mount and roof mount solar installations will depend on factors such as available space, property layout, sun exposure, and personal preferences. It's important to consult with a professional to determine the best option for your specific property and energy goals. In the next section, we'll delve into the financial considerations for both ground mount and roof mount options, helping you weigh the costs and benefits of each. So, you're taking a closer look at whether solar energy can work for your property. One important factor to consider are potential obstructions, such as trees. Now, trees are lovely to have around, providing shade and a sense of serenity, but they can also cast shadows that could affect the efficiency of your solar panels. When evaluating whether solar can work for your property, take some time to assess the placement of trees and their potential impact on sunlight exposure. Consider the time of day and year when the trees may cast shadows on your property, as well as how that may affect the performance of solar panels. If you're concerned about trees blocking sunlight to your potential solar installation area, don't worry. There are solutions. Options like trimming branches or strategically placing solar panels can help mitigate potential shading issues. It's all about finding the best way to maximize sunlight exposure for your solar energy system. Stay tuned as we delve deeper into other factors to consider when evaluating solar potential for your property. When it comes to getting the most out of your solar panels, one important factor to consider is the optimal angle for capturing the sun's energy. Your property's location and the specific layout of your roof or outdoor space will play a significant role in determining the ideal angle for your solar panels. If your property is in the northern hemisphere, the general rule of thumb is to orient your solar panels facing south to maximize sun exposure. However, the optimal tilt angle of your solar panels will depend on various factors, including your latitude, the specific seasons you want to optimize for, and any nearby obstructions like trees or buildings. To determine the best angle for your solar panels, you can use a solar angle calculator or consult with a professional solar installer. They can assess your property's unique characteristics and recommend the optimal tilt angle to ensure that your panels capture the most sunlight throughout the year. Remember, finding the perfect angle for solar panels is crucial for maximizing their energy production and ultimately saving you money on your utility bills. So, take the time to consider this important factor when planning your solar installation. Conclusion and next steps. So there you have it, the ins and outs of whether solar will work on your property. We hope that you now have a better understanding of the factors to consider when making this decision. If you're still unsure about whether solar is right for you, remember that there are experts out there who can help. Consider reaching out to a solar energy company or consultant to get personalized advice for your specific situation. As always, the most important thing is to make an informed decision based on your energy needs, budget, and environmental goals. Taking the time to research and weigh your options will help you make the best choice for your property and for the planet. We'd like to thank you for tuning in to this episode of Podcast Name. We hope you found the information valuable and that it has inspired you to take steps towards a more sustainable energy future. Take care, and until next time, goodbye.